Hey guys, it's Callie here. I haven't, so a couple weeks ago I asked you guys, what if you guys wanted me to kind of slow down a little bit on these podcasts and not make one every day, because I know it kind of can be hard where, like, my first podcast that I made has like 12 plays, and the one I made yesterday has like 2 plays. And I'm saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that maybe you guys need to catch up a little bit. So please let me know if you guys want me to do it for like maybe 3 times a week, 1 time a week even, or like, just give me a suggestion of what you want to do, if you guys want me to just maybe wait and just not make some for a couple of days to get you guys catched up, or you guys want me to keep doing the same things I'm doing, or if you guys want me to maybe always just do like once a week or 3 times a week, like just keep doing that and not do it every day. So yeah, so I just need to know about that. Today, actually, I am going to be doing Toy Story Mania. Now, I might say this a lot about my, about these rides, but, this truly, truly, truly is my favorite, or at least one of my favorite rides at Disney. It definitely is geared more to kids, but it can be fun for anyone. So what you do is it's kind of like a game. So the line, so this is definitely a ride where you're going to need fast passes for. It's definitely a long line. Excuse me. And you go through the line, like if you, either line, it has like the fast pass sign or the regular line. It's really cool, the atmosphere is, because it feels like you're a toy. You know, the wooden blocks are big, there's like toy soldiers that are your size, and it's just really cool when you look at it, because you're like, wow, I feel like I'm an actual toy. Now, obviously, you know you're not a toy, because you're not. So, you're like sitting, and you're like, wow, this atmosphere is so cool, because I feel like I'm an actual toy. So, you're waiting in line, you get into, I'm not really sure, like, what, like, you know how, like, the, like, ride, like, seat, boat things, they're like a certain, like, theme. I'm not really sure what it is. It might be like a toy car. I don't really know. I don't remember that. But you're going through, and it takes you to the first game, and you have like competing. So it's like one person is behind you, one person is across from you, and one person is right next to you, and or not across from you. So one person is behind you, and then they're sitting by someone, and then then one person is beside you. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And so, like, the two are, like, separated in the middle, and you have this gun. And so it's, like, riding, it's, like, taking you down, and then all of a sudden it takes you to, like, the screen. And it like, swings over, and then it tells you the instructions, like the toys do. And you have to, like, shoot the board of where it tells you to, and you get a certain amount of points. And then it goes on, and then it swings again, and then it takes you to another place. And you have to keep doing it till the end. And then eventually, at the end, you see the points. And, like, a lot of times, like, my brother's really good at this game. He, like, gets over high score of the, like, you can get high score of the seat, high score of the day, well, high score of, like, the table cart thing, high score of the day, or, I don't know, I think that's all you can get, or just, yeah, something like that. And then you see who won against you and your partner. So it's really fun. It's a competing game, so, like, you have fun with it. If you're, like, competing against your brother or something, it's really fun, because, you know, every sibling likes to compete against siblings. So that's what's fun about it. So let me read this, and we'll get to it. This engaging experience is an energetic, interactive toy box tour with a twist. Guests wear 3D glasses as they take aim at animated targets with toy cannons. The adventure is about a high-tech as they come, yet rooted in classic Midway games of skill. As points are scored, expect effusive encouragement from a cast of cheerleaders. Toy Story's Woody, Buzz, Lightyear, Ham, Rex, Trixie, and of course, the Green Army Men. Fans of the Magic Kingdom's Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin will no doubt delight this adventure. So yes, I was just about to say something about the Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, and it is very similar. I would say to my family, Toy Story is more popular, but if I remember correctly, like out of like the Disney World, the longest line. Sorry, I have like a cold, or like it's allergies probably. Okay, so the longest line is Buzz Lightyear, but it might be Toy Story. So don't listen to me about like the facts and stuff, because I'm not the greatest at that. But yeah, so that's Toy Story Mania for you. I'm fine. So, last Toy Story Mania for you. I hope you guys like this episode. I don't have any suggestions. Now, this is episode 13 of Rides. So, another question I would like to ask you, other than what ride you guys want me to do next, and if you guys want me to do, like, how I was talking about before, at the beginning of the episode, like, the, if you guys want me to do, like, every day or every week. But another question I have is, do you guys want me to do 15 rides like I did for the restaurants, or do you guys want me to continue up to every certain amount that you guys would like? So please let me know that. Please give me some suggestions. And please also let me know what I was talking about before about the beginning of the episode. I hope you guys have a great day and a great week. Bye!